Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. And I want to say that in the Old Testament, the word faith itself is not found. And neither are we given, as it were, a definition of faith. But what the Old Testament does is to provide for us examples of faith, because faith is demonstrated by one's actions. Faith is demonstrated in the Old Testament by one's actions. And so we are studying the faith of Abraham and his complete dependence not upon human empiricism but upon Yahweh. So in Genesis 22:1, we read these words: "And it came to pass after these things that God did test Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am." I want you to know that in this sentence, God is the subject of this sentence, and Abraham is the object of the verb. God is the subject. Throughout the Word of God, God is the subject. And so we hear Abraham's response to Yahweh. He said, "Here I am." And please note that the test is real. The test is real, and so we must understand that something wonderfully different and difficult is going on in this narrative. This has classically been called the binding of Isaac. And so in verse 2, we read, "And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac." The son of the bondwoman will not, or is not the heir of the promise. He is not the heir. And so Isaac is the heir. He said, "Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Can you think, or can you even picture what is going on in the mind of Abraham at this moment? And notice, please remember that the test is real. And God instructs Abraham to take his only son to the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering or a holocaust offering. And Abraham, verse 3, rose up early in the morning. You see his obedience. He did not wait. He did not wait upon obeying the word of God. Abraham rose up early in the morning in order to accomplish what God had asked him to do. And he saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Listen to these words of faith. Listen to Abraham's attitude toward God. Here we see the heart of Abraham. Here we see the faith of Abraham. Beloved, faith without works is dead. And look, God asked Abraham to sacrifice what is most valuable to him. Understand how the Bible sees faith. David said, I cannot give him that which costs me nothing. And so this is a very profound verse. It says at the end of verse 5, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. Notice, worship, and come again to you. This was the faith of Abraham. Totally believing or counting on the veracity of God. And what we also see here is the crucifixion of the flesh of Abraham, Galatians 2:20. His ego is nowhere in the picture. He has resolved in his heart to do the will of God. And God has asked for him to go to Moriah and there offer that which is most valuable in his heart, or to his heart. Verse 7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father. Verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father, let's listen to his language, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Isaac had been taught by his father. Isaac had been taught the word of God. This was not unfamiliar to Isaac. This was not the first time that he had participated in this ritual of the burnt offering. Isaac was not a child. We believe that he was a young man. He could have easily resisted his father. But notice that Abraham had carefully taught his son laughter, which is Isaac's name, the meaning of Isaac's name. He had carefully taught him, and he was a man of faith himself. And later on we read of the Spirit's movement in the life of Isaac. This is a very, very powerful narrative. fill the great and wonderful spiritual truth. And they went, both of them, together. But where, at the end of verse 7, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide. If you have a Bible near you, if you have a Bible in your hands, please underline those words. God will provide. Every word in this narrative reveals the profound faith of Abraham, his profound resolve about the character of God. God will provide. A man of faith, a person of faith, a woman of faith, a child of faith can use these words because they know the truth of these words. God will provide. What is going on in your life that requires an act of faith? Why are you hesitating? Why don't you learn the walk of faith? The life of faith is to walk by faith and not by sight. Notice, walk by faith and not by empiricism, not by what I see or think, but to walk by faith, to walk in dependence upon the character of God. The character of God. The book of Titus teaches us that, well, Paul wrote there that God is the God who cannot lie. God, as to his nature, cannot lie. And we also read in the New Testament that in him is no darkness at all. Beloved, faith is not a leap in the dark. Faith, biblical faith, relies upon the evidence of the character of God as revealed in his word. Amen. The character of God is revealed in his word. Jesus himself said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be lifted up and be removed into the sea, and it will happen. What's in your way? What obstacle is there that you believe cannot be removed out of your life? Your thinking and the way you and I see things, no, nothing will happen. But when we turn to God and we understand faith, then we will see anew, our eyes will be cleansed, the doors of perception will be cleansed so that we will see God. We will see God. Abraham saw God. He believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. Abraham, literally in the Hebrew, amand. The word is aman in the Hebrew, from which we get our word amen. Abraham believed God. He believed in the character of God. And he believed that he would receive his son Isaac back if he gave him to God. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.